This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I was checking to make sure that the mixer's all set right. Looks like it's okay. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Hey, thank you for being with us in class today. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hi, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm actually kind of stunned. I was looking at this paperwork for these puppies, and we were able to get two Alsatians slash German Shepherd puppies, 8 weeks old, and they came with papers. Now, if you want the papers to be registered in a database, you know, $37.99. And then there's a paper surcharge of $4.99. And then if you want to have the gold upgrade, it's $29 more. And if you want the silver package, it's only $16 more. And then there's a co-owner fee of $10. And then there's an AKC Reunite, whatever that is. And that's another $17. And then there's a, let's see, there's a late fee of $35, and then there's a late fee of $65, if you know, beyond another day. It's ridiculous. Why would anybody spend all that much money? I mean, I guess if you're going to sell them, maybe, but, you know, or breed them. But is it like that in Australia when you, do you have the Australian Kennel Club?
Yes, we do, but my dad was in the Kennel Club, but I've never had anything to do with them, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always, we have bred pups here from time to time, but it's always just been on, it's usually been mixed breeds, and it's always been on an informal sort of basis, so it hasn't been through the Kennel Club, because, it was just, it was too much work. I didn't have a motor vehicle to attend the shows, or anything like that. So it was just something that I never got into. But it is a joy to breed dogs and to watch them grow up, you know, and to look at them and to see people coming in. And they buy your pups, and they in many cases they become, you know, real friends, you know, and and you hear how the pups are going, and you know they go great and all of that, and it's really a pleasure to breed dogs. It really is. It's been going on to loving homes and all that.
Yeah. I was talking with Lou Cassidy, a USA Prepares instructor, and he's interested in some puppies, and he's interested in the same breeder that we bought ours from, and we've stayed in contact with him, and I called the breeder, and I said, I just want to tell you that, you know, I'm just delighted with these puppies. They're just a joy, and you know, I've kept in touch with him over the months, and he certainly knows who I am, even though I've only met him for 2 minutes. And literally what happened was, because of the corona lockdown that was pending in Missouri, I just showed up at his, you know, at the pre-appointed time with our vehicle, station wagon at the time, and asked him if he could just put select two for us, the two largest females, and he did, and they are just absolutely delightful. So we've stayed in touch, and you know, because he treated us right and the puppies were right and everything that he said, we can certainly recommend him to others, and that's what's been happening. But the price has gone up. The price has gone up from, we paid, the asking price was $350. And it was on the internet at $350 each. And he said, you know, he's having a sale. And, you know, you kind of wonder, really? Sale on the internet? But normally they were $600 and he was selling them for $350. And I said, I'd like to get two. How much would you like for them? And he said $300 each. And I was just delighted with that. And now they're $800. You know, a couple months later, the market price that breeders are paying, I'm sorry, not breeders, that brokers are paying is now $800 per puppy. That seems like a lot, from $300 to $800. But that seems to be the market price.
Yeah. Well, here in Australia, the going price for Alsatian pups is from between $1,200 to $1,500 each.
Wow.
That's probably pretty jaw-dropping, huh?
It is. What is the reason?
One of Daniel Andrews' many stuff-ups has been to destroy the dog breeding industry in this state.
He's not alone.
He's not alone. He's done a better job of it than just about anyone that I can think of, because I have friends of mine who are dog breeders, and they had multi-million dollar facilities, and he drove them to bankruptcy. And this is not just talking about one set of people. This is a number of different sets of people who had multi-million dollar kennel facilities. Some of them were breeders, some of them were merchants. And he's driven multiple people that I know of that have had really, really first-class facilities to bankruptcy. And some of these people have actually died in the meantime. You know, he drove them to the grave, some of them. Some of them, as far as I know, are still alive, but with multi-million dollar properties that they can't use. Dog properties, dog breeding, dog handling facilities, puppy facilities.
We have that here. We have that here in Missouri. And there are some dog breeders that have magnificent facilities. Now, not multi-million dollar facilities, but facilities that, like a freestanding garage type building, but not a garage. Let's say a four-car garage in terms of size. Roof, insulated, air-conditioned, heated, concrete floor that you could hose off, and slightly sloped so you could hose it off every day. Dog doors that are, each dog can walk in and out of his own little area for an exercise area outside and come back in at will. You know, with a swinging door, they can eat. They have everything that they could possibly want, except a new home. And so, the state decided that they would have a vote for, you know, should they be regulated. Well, as soon as the dog breeders got regulated, and you had to have a license and permission by the state of Missouri to raise and breed dogs, the price went up, and the breeders were driven into out of business. And it was just too hard, because these inspector types would come over and they go, "Well, now you failed. Well, what's wrong?" Well, little tiny problems. You know, they'd make stuff up.
Yeah.
To justify their existence. The regulator's existence. And so it was such a hassle that the breeders just said, "The heck with it. We're not going to do it." So who suffers? Well, I guess it would be the people who buy dogs. Now, those who can afford the $1,200 to $1,500 a piece, I guess they didn't suffer too much. But the rest of us who wanted a $300 puppy, they're not available. So what they did was they created a barrier to entry, you know, and it was really high. And you have to be really nice and appease these inspectors. I mean, I don't think I would survive that environment. I'd probably, I'd probably be annoyed with them showing up at will.
Yeah. Yeah, as you would, you know.
Yeah, and it's kind of like what's happening in Australia right now with the lockdown. Can you share with us what's happening right now and how pleasant it is to be there?
Oh, no. I was in town today. I didn't go. I normally go to Bendigo when I go to town. But today, my friend who was helping me with transport didn't want to go to Bendigo because he got wind that it was crawling with blue team. Because, you know, they're issuing infringement notices like crazy to people just walking down the street. That's how it is. I've been researching this topic on Facebook, just, you know, hearing people's stories, you know, people getting in touch with me. I've been quite flat out, actually, and I've actually had to limit my time on Facebook just to get out in the garden and get some vegetables planted, because that needs to be done, of course, as well. I've got a number of people. I'm going to get back to them on Facebook, so they just need to hang in there. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it tomorrow. But, yeah, it's, oh my gosh. The police are claiming that, regional Victoria is in stage 4 lockdown and they're issuing infringement notices to that effect. When we're not on stage 4 lockdown, we're only on stage 3 lockdown. Okay? So basically they've become a law unto themselves. I mean, they've always been a law unto themselves, but now they really are. It's descending into really, well, not anarchy, the opposite of anarchy, tyranny first class. And even when I was in Maryborough today, which is another town that is nearby here, I'm going to play with these people, okay? I'm going to wear a mask, but I'm going to wear my highwayman's mask, okay? Which, if anyone goes onto my Facebook page and has a look through my photo album, they'll see me in my highwayman's mask. And I know I sent a photo of you earlier of me in my highwayman's mask with my scarf on. And it was more or less to, you know, make a bit of a protest, make a bit of a joke, maybe raise some awareness if anybody said, hey, what's going on here? You know, I could tell them that there are a bunch of outlaws and this is my little protest. This was my intention. You know, but what I really wanted to do was go to Aldi and get my shopping. That's all I wanted to do, and go to the pharmacy and, you know, all the other sort of places that you've got. That's what they call a drugstore in Australia, is a chemist or a pharmacy. And, you know, this is what I wanted to do. So I had a short list of places I needed to go. One of them was Aldi. I went in there, got my groceries, and it was all fine and nobody bothered. Went to the pharmacy and I got my, had to spend some time looking at the various supplements to pick out the right one, because the one that I really wanted wasn't there and I had to pick out an alternative. So I was standing at the, supplement counter for, you know, probably about 10 or 15 minutes just reading the fine print.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to a break. Hold that thought. And tell us what the stages of the lockdown are when we come back, please.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality
quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's a degreed scientist. She lives off-grid in Australia, and we're talking about the stages of the lockdown in Australia, and we're talking about, she was saying that she was standing at the counter. Then what happened, Gwyneth? You were standing at the counter?
Okay, yeah. And then I found the supplements I needed, and I took them up, and I paid for them with cash. And I walked out, and as I was walking out, it looked like one of the senior people in the shop walked up to me and said, "Oh, you need to have a face mask." And, you know, I said, "Oh, well, I've got a sinus condition. I'm not wearing that face mask. I'll suffocate," or something like that, which is actually true. I do have a sinus condition. And I've had it since I was 6 years old. And you know, the doctors, when I was a child, they diagnosed it and they called it overactive adenoids. So, and, you know, my nose, it constantly clogs up with stuff. And I have to blow it about every half hour or every hour or so. And if I don't, my sinus is filled with junk and it becomes extremely uncomfortable for me. This is it. And if I have to wear one of those masks, I'll probably suffocate. And anyway, I was walking out of the shop and she said, "Oh, well, you know, do you have a medical cert?" And I just turned around and I walked out of the shop. You know, I didn't even answer her. This is it. It's total tyranny. I don't have to prove my medical condition to anyone. You know, this is it. But they're making this a big issue and a big deal. But, oh, well, you know, you've got to have your medical certificate and all the rest of it. And you know, I was explaining this to my friend, and my friend said to me, well, why don't you just get a medical certificate? And I said, listen, this is going to work out the same way that it worked out with the vaccines. If you've got a, you know, if you're trying to claim a medical exemption from vaccination, the government tries to make you have a medical certificate, and then they put pressure on the doctors from the AMA, that's the Australian Medical Association, to not give out these, you know, vaccine exemption certificates, you know, and because, you know, if a doctor gives out too many of them, he gets given a bad time by Medicare, which is our Medicare. Practically everybody in our country is on Medicare. It's not like the American Medicare. It's like a universal public health system. He'll lose his Medicare authorization and he'll lose his medical license and yada, 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 yada if he gives out too many vaccine certificates. And I can see that this mask exemption certificate is going to go the same way as the vaccine exemption certificate. So I'm not playing into it. I'm not doing it. I'm doing the same thing that I do with vaccine exemption, and that is, well, you know, punting your child full of mercury is just bad for them. Punting your child full of cancer cells, I'm not doing it. You know? Punting your child full of aborted baby cells, who do you think I am? You know? Well, this is in all the vaccines and a lot of other ingredients that are just as bad. Never mind the live virus itself. You've got to put live virus into your child. Who are you? What are you doing? You know, this is my attitude to vaccines, because I know what's in them. It's so poisonous. But anyway, masks are really bad for everyone, and I'll tell the class why. They cause a condition called hypoxia, which means not enough blood gets into the bloodstream, and sorry, not enough oxygen gets into the bloodstream. Okay, and it causes hypoxia, causes lowered immune system function, and it causes brain cell death. So, in short, people who wear masks all day, every day, will end up killing off their brain cells, which will lower their intelligence and increase their levels of insanity. And they, as well as that, they will lower their immune system function, which will actually increase their chances of getting sick, you know, whereas before they probably would have been fine. And as well as that, the masks also cause elevated CO2 levels, and CO2 is mildly poisonous in the body. If you have too high CO2 levels, it can actually be really quite toxic. That's
hold
why
that
your
thought.
Body has
hold
to breathe
thought.
It.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Joe Biden announced on Twitter that he's chosen Senator Kamala Harris to be his running mate. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Regarding the pick of Harris, former vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman tells Fox News.
People would say, what was it like? I said, it was like being on a magic carpet. from August through Election Day.
During his coronavirus briefing, President Trump reacts to the news.
So I was a little surprised that he picked her. I've been watching her for a long time, and I was a little surprised. She was extraordinarily nasty to Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh then, now Justice Kavanaugh. She was nasty to a level that was just a horrible thing, the way she was, the way she treated now Justice Kavanaugh.
Senator Harris and Biden will appear for the first time together at an event on Wednesday.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One company is in high demand during the coronavirus pandemic. With that story, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Clorox has been ramping up production amid the coronavirus pandemic. In a conversation on ABC's Good Morning America, Clorox CEO-elect Linda Rendell says they're producing as many packages as they can on a daily basis.
We are making more disinfecting products than we ever have before. Since January, we're able to make 100 million more disinfecting products than we did before. That's a 50% increase. And specific to wipes, we're making nearly 1 million packages of wipes every single day and shipping them to stores.
Rendell also shares a few tips on how to find those hard-to-find wipes.
First, many stores online, you can sign up for reminders when products are back in stock. You can do that at Walmart.com. Other stores allow you to enter your zip code to see if products are in stock in store at the moment that you click. And certainly store managers can help you understand when shipments arrive at their stores. You can plan your shopping trip. And then, of course, you can use our website, Clorox.com, and use other products, including Clorox Bleach, that's in a good in-stock position right now. And we have many tips on how you can use that to disinfect surfaces all around your home.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, are there 4 stages of lockdown in Australia?
What was that?
Are there 4 stages of lockdown? Because I understand that there's a stage 3 in effect and stage 4 in effect. What does that mean?
Okay. Stage 4 basically means you can't move beyond 5 kilometres from your home, that there's a there's an 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew. So if the police catch you out and about between those hours at all, then you basically, get arrested. And, all sorts of other, you basically can't go out unless it's to get groceries or medical care or a few other really, really strict and confined reasons. So basically the whole of Melbourne is under house arrest in a nutshell. Stage three is, you're just not allowed to be out and about just for any reason, but if you want to get groceries and all of that, then that's okay. It's not quite as strict, but it's still fairly strict. And they, and compulsory masks are a big part of it. But everything that they're doing is actually bad for your health. Everything that they're requiring you to do is actually bad for your health. So, like, things like restrictions on exercise, part of the stage three is only 1 hour of exercise, and that's also in the stage four as well, obviously. Oh, my gosh, I'm almost lost for words here. It's just absolutely gobsmacking. Like, even just going back to the mask thing, okay, the hypoxia will destroy your immune system and it will destroy your brain cells. It's bad for your health. They are, and it doesn't stop the spread of the virus. And even the CDC and the World Health Organization, until very recently, admitted that masks do not stop the spread of the coronavirus. And I've got these documents linked on my Facebook page. That's why I have a Facebook page. That and for research, to go and see what's happening out and about in the universe and what people are doing. It's really mind-blowing. But even more mind-blowing is that I've heard rumors on Facebook that they are going to go to stage five lockdowns, which basically means what they did with the apartment buildings in Melbourne. That would be stage five, which means, yeah, you're locked in your house and you can't leave your house for any reason. That is what I've heard is coming to Melbourne in the next week or two. Whether it actually happens or not is another thing, but to be perfectly honest, I wouldn't be surprised. And I'm sensing that they're going to extend the stage four lockdowns to country Victoria. And if they do, that is going to be really, really, really bad, because most places in country Victoria that have a supermarket within 5 kilometres. The nearest supermarket to my farm is 20 kilometres away. The next closest is 40 kilometres. And the next closest after that is, I think, 80 kilometres. So, this is something, Pete, it's almost like they want to destroy us. And people now in Victoria need to decide what they're going to do, because if they sit around on their backsides and do nothing, by the way, we need to make our standard disclaimer. I can't tell anybody what to do. Okay. I can't control anybody's actions, and people need to think for themselves. But we are encouraging people to think for themselves what they are going to do in this set of circumstances. Okay. As for me, myself, I'm going to hang out on my farm for a bit, and I'm just not going to go out anymore. And I'm in a situation where I can do that. I've got quite a supply of food. I've got my own water supply, and I've got my own electrical supply, and I don't have to go out, and I've got a large enough piece of land. I've got my own woodlot to fuel my wood fires. I don't have to go out. But people who live in metropolitan Melbourne, especially, but also in other parts of country Victoria, they need to decide what they're going to do and where the line in the sand is. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Well, it certainly does. And I've paid a small price for doing exactly what you've recommended. There's a radio network that decided to spend an hour and a half bashing me. And one of the things that they made fun of me for is staying on the farm. And that that explains to them why my behavior is so unstable. because I've decided that it is crazy to go out there and expose my family, me and my family, to the risk of the blue team, which can lock you up for any reason, and you may never be heard from or seen from of again. And I'm not willing to do that. So I'm doing exactly what you're talking about, and I have been for most of this year. Literally, I don't feel any need to go out. We've brought in the provisions that we need, and things that we haven't been able to get, we order them and they get delivered. But I believe you're absolutely right. We're hanging out on the farm. We are trying to keep the farm, which is extremely difficult. And that explains. So if you've been calling me or writing to me, class. And responses are delayed or the phone's not answered. It's not because I'm running from the phone. It's because I am overwhelmed and busy just trying to keep the farm. Our whole family is. We've circled the wagons and we're doing what's necessary to not lose the farm. And, you know, people have lost their jobs. Restaurants have closed. Stores have closed. And businesses have just gone under. Now, in my case, as the head of the family, If we lose the business, we actually lose our house. You know, we lose where we live. So it's a big deal, and I'm not going to let that happen. So all of my time is devoted to making sure that that doesn't happen. And one of the ways I do that is by not taking risks that are not necessary. And going out is a huge risk. And I'll tell you why. Because if you look, correct me if I'm wrong, Gwyneth, but in the continent of Australia, there are six territories: Western Australia, the Northern Territory, Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, and South Australia. And then there's Tasmania. Okay, so that's Australia, and there's an island of Tasmania. Okay, so if in the lockdown of Australia, you can be fined up to $1,652 on the spot by the Victoria Police for not following the rules, whatever the rules happen to be at that second, which you may not even know about because the rules keep changing. Is that right? Did I get that right, Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's okay. Right. Now, if I got such a fine, I would not pay it. I would send they call it an infringement notice here. It means a fine. I would send it back to them with, I do not consent to contract with you, all rights reserved, mm-hmm. written in big red letters across the face of it. Mm-hmm. And I would photocopy it, and I would have that photocopy certified before I sent the original. I would send the copy back. The certified copy back, and I would keep the original, and I would dare them to fight me through the courts. And if they sent me to prison, I would regard it as a university education and an opportunity to network. That's how I would regard a prison sentence, you know. And if I came out of prison and found that my farm was not in pristine condition and that my son had disappeared or my sons had disappeared, I would be inclined to lose my temper at that stage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's all I'm going to say right now. But there is a side to my nature where you really don't want to make me lose my temper. And I think the Victoria Police members who live around here have seen a glimpse of me losing my temper when they have come to invade my land from time to time. But that is just the outer reaches of me losing my temper. And you really do not want to see me fully lose my temper. So if you want to make me into a career criminal, go on, send me to prison. And I will gladly learn what it is to be a criminal. And I will come out as a career criminal. And then, yeah, I'd happily adjust to that lifestyle. if I had no other choice.
Gwyneth, what you're talking about is the tip of that iceberg is visible right now. People are losing their tempers. People are angry. People are crashing, slashing, bashing, busting, and burning in cities all over the world. They've had it. And I don't believe it is about black people. Not solely. I believe it's about the injustices of that people have suffered. I believe it is about the elite stealing from all of us, taking advantage of us, creating rules through buying influence of selected officials, and making us do things like lose our dog kennel or dog breeding businesses because they created rules that are selectively enforced that put people out of business. They make it easy for their friends and tough for everybody else. And that's what politicians do. Politicians steal from everybody and give to their friends. That's what they do. It's a dishonest business. Politicians sell influence. Now, my understanding about Melbourne is the capital city of Victoria, which is a territory in Australia.
A state.
Well, okay.
This is three states and territories. Victoria is a state. Yeah.
Okay, so Victoria is a state. And a population of about 4.8 million, which is about 19% of the entire nation's population. So it's pretty important. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and she lives in Australia, and she's with us every week for 2 hours, sharing her knowledge and experiences about what's happening worldwide and in Australia. And Gwyneth, my understanding, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is that as of August 2nd, Stage 4 restrictions applied for people who live in metropolitan Melbourne, Australia. And when you said that, I believe you said, that the limit was 5 kilometers travel away from their home, that's in our terms here in the United States, that's 3 miles, 3.1 miles.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
yeah.
I believe, and in my world, I could only go to two places, you know, two stores, if you will. One, boy, I'd probably be arrested because the gas station is over 3 miles away. But the farm store is probably just under 3 miles away. So I could go there to a little wooden floor store that sells feed for animals and horseshoes and dog food, you know, 50-pound bags, that kind of thing. Other than that, I'd be hard-pressed to get anything if I had to get there, you know, physically. So this lockdown is a really serious thing. I couldn't go to a doctor's office. I couldn't go to a dentist's office. Those are 50 miles or 60 miles away. I couldn't go to a Chinese factory outlet. That's way outside the safe travel zone of 5 kilometers or 3.1 miles. What do you think is happening with the people who have been locked down? Have they run out of food? Are they still able to get food? What is happening?
I've heard that there are people who don't have a supermarket within 5 kilometers, within 3 miles of their house. And I quite believe that. Because the thing about metropolitan Melbourne is it's one of the most widespread cities that you will ever meet. You know, I used to live in Melbourne. I used to live in the eastern suburbs in the area of various places, but Blackburn, Nunawading, Ringwood North, and there are places in metropolitan Melbourne which are definitely more than 5 kilometres from a supermarket. Even parts of Park Orchards, which is a very it's a very expensive area to live, and it's semi-rural, but it's actually still in metropolitan Melbourne. It's still a suburb, but it's like where people go and they got their 5 and 10 acre horse ranches. You know, this is. I'm sure that they have equivalent places in America, and these 5 and 10 acre horse ranches might be worth $1 million. Actually, they were worth several million dollars, you know, but they're like 10 kilometres from the supermarket because it's basically a whole suburb in the outer parts of Park Orchards, which is still Park Orchards. It's more than 10 kilometres from any supermarket. So they cannot get groceries in Park Orchards without going outside, you know, without breaking this lockdown. And that's one example. And I'm sure that there's others because there's places up in the Dandenongs which are still considered metropolitan Melbourne. But they've got, you know, like, once again, really, really expensive houses out many, many, many miles from any supermarket. You know, like maybe 15 or 20 kilometres from any supermarket at all. And this is it, you know, it's or maybe that the supermarket that they have is just a little corner store place where the prices are hugely expensive. Whoever sat down and thought out this lockdown did not think what they were doing. And so these people who live on these places, they cannot get to a grocery store. And if they have not got food put by, then they're going to starve. And the other thing is, people in these areas who have horses and other livestock, what happens to the hay guys? These places are not big enough to have their own hay crops, and the horses are still going to need hay. So, you know, are they going to be able to get hay delivered for their horses, or are their horses going to starve? You know, they've just not thought about it. And I know for a fact, because I have friends who live in these sorts of areas, that there are people, the people who are living in these areas are absolutely terrified. You know, they don't know what to do. They're frightened to leave their own home. And they're just really in a really, really bad way. It's pure, pure tyranny. And the whole mood of the place has absolutely changed.
Let's talk about this when we come back, because I was asked a question. Okay. Long delay, 2 second delay from me to Minnesota. We'll be right.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.